joining us on the line as she does every week, every Thursday, except for last Thursday. There was some problem on our side, and I do apologize for that, is Adel Kozilski. We're talking about Israel and the UAE peace agreement. Was it written in the Bible codes? Adel, very good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Yes, very good, thank you.
I think things are really, really hotting up on the Messianic front. You know that the year 5780, really in terms of just looking at the cosmic clock, was a decade that will open up for us to see the birthing of Mashiach. And certainly, you know, I've been thinking a lot about it. If you go back from Rosh Hashanah last year to coming to Rosh Hashanah, so much has happened in terms of world events. And kind of like the discarding of negativity, even though most people will argue that, geez, look around, you know. it's not too hard to find negativity, but we've had some major events that have shifted. And if you really look at it from a 50,000 feet view, you can see the evil axis is starting to crumble. We started right in the beginning towards the end, I think it was the end of last year, beginning of this year, with the killing of Soleimani, which was a very targeted strike, but absolutely. In doing that, I think that the evil axis of Iran and all their proxies were really dismantled to somewhat. We've been seeing a lot of COVID action in Lebanon, in Syria, in places. You just keep on reading about bombings and fires and electrical grids and things blowing up, you know, and we just got so obsessed with COVID, we're not even noticing it. And of course, significantly, the blowing up in Beirut the silos over there at the harbor. So kind of like it feels like the negativity is being washed away or being disarmed. And then on the same side of the scale, we spoke 2 weeks ago about the deal with the United Arab Emirates, right? And how that was unbelievably significant that now at the end of time, not only do we have the brother Asa, the Christian world, represented primarily by Trump, okay, who is acknowledging and enabling and befriending and moving forward the relationship with Israel, with the Jews, but now we've got Brother Yishmael coming onto the scene as well, and starting to make peace. And obviously everybody's trying to skin the cat in different ways. And one of the ways we look at things is that authentically we need to find, you know, scholars who understand Bible code. And just for those listeners who don't understand, we don't take the Bible just as, you know, a piece of, I don't know, like kind of like Shakespeare, you know, that's just written poetically and it's very nice. We believe the world was created with the Hebrew letters. And if they are created with the Hebrew letters, it means that they have significance and we can skin them in many ways. And so if you look through, interestingly, a whole chapter talking about Yishmael in the beginning of Genesis, and you look at the Bible code, suddenly you're seeing the words Esav, Yishmael, peace, 5781, Mashiach, and a whole lot of things like crossing each other at very significant times. And it's kind of like telling us, hello, you know, what we're seeing is not coincidental. It is all by divine providence. And just one more point. We also take the Hebrew letters and we give them numerical value. That's the study of gematria. So if you take the Abraham Accords, the Haskim Avraham, and you add them up, and you also add up, give 1 point for the wholeness of the letter, of the words, it comes to 376, and that is the same as the gematria of Shalom, which is 376.
So it is quite incredible, because we've really seen a year that's gone from tremendous negativity towards Israel, or the year before that as well, when we had the situation on the Gazan border, and now we've almost flipped to the Arab League is supporting this UAE Israel peace deal. We've got Israel allowed to fly over Saudi Arabia. We've got got all of these countries suddenly starting to shift in its approach to peace and to
Serbia.
Israel.
Serbia was last week that they're going
absolutely.
To be putting an embassy in.
And hate is almost out of date. You know, this hatred and this animosity is almost starting to seem ridiculous on some level.
It is. And I'm going to put my head in a block and I'm going to get out of a limb. I think you're going to see the same thing in America. Right now it's very factitious there. And there is much, you know, much arguments and strife and whatever have you. Yeah. I personally think Trump is going to come in again. I think he's going to come in with a landslide, because at the end of the day, this is not about an idea of Democrat, Republican. It's about fulfilling biblical prophecy. And if he can hold his own and move it, I think that he's going to come in and we're going to see the negativity of this hatred that the Democrats have against their own president, like trying to find every 5 minutes to impeach him, to hang him, to, you
absolutely.
Know, they're trying everything. Why? Because on a global level, from a 50,000 feet level, evil is being disarmed slowly and surely, and it's factitious and it's falling apart. And eventually, once you put them into individual pieces, that they have no more strength, and good will prevail across the world for all religions and for all people, because I think people want that also.
Absolutely right. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Do you see the same shift? Are you able to focus on it? I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. And, Edel Kozlowski, thank you as always for giving us such a unique and interesting perspective.